The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The mitzvah of chalitza is no bracha, is no brichsa mitzvah. The question is, why not? So the Tribus of Rashba in Simen Yud Ches says a klal that a mitzvah which is talui ba'acherim, there's no bracha on it. For example, he talks about matnas aniyim, tzedakah, halva. These mitzvahs cannot be mekuyim without somebody else, if not participating, but at least being maskim to accept it. So therefore, b'kai gavna, there's no bracha. That's what the Rashba says over there. So l'chari, we could say the same thing with chalitza, for two reasons. First of all, because who does the ma'aseh chalitza? The yevama does the ma'aseh, right? It's our mitzvah. So the question is, does she should make the bracha? Okay, but there's another participant over here also, the yevama. The yevama may change his mind. The yevama will make a bracha, and she'll be back to the chalitza, and I'll say, stop, wait, I changed my mind, I'm going to do yevama. So then it was a bracha v'atala. Akoponim, you have the Rashba's word that this is a mitzvah that's tali b'das acherim. You need his participation, or at least his haskama, in order for her to do the mitzvah. Or even if it's not a chashash that he'll change his mind and he'll want to do yibam, but he has to have kavana, he has to have ratzin for chalitza. Like the Gemara says on Kuf Beis and Beis, that side yavam, side yavam, both have to have kavana for chalitza. So you can't force him to have kavana. So how could the Isha make the Yavama make the bracha and expect him to participate in chalitza? He may say, I'm not interested. And if he's not interested, you can't do the mitzvah. So l'chayr, that would be a teretz to the sar. That's why there's no bracha, because you need the haskama, the kavana of the Yavama. However, if you look over there at the Rashba himself discusses chalitza, and he does not say this teretz. Even though he says this vart, this teretz, l'gabi other mitzvahs, as we mentioned, he does not say it l'gabi chalitza. I don't know why not. Okay, what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says as follows: Ve'ein mevarchin al mitzvah she'ikra eino mitzvah. He says something which, even if it's a mitzvah, but the shayrish ha-mitzvah, the yisayid ha-mitzvah, is not a mitzvah, there's no bracha. Let's read a little further. Kigoyin chalitza v'yibam. Chalitza and yibam, zok the Rashba, even though it is a mitzvah, but the yisayid, the shayrish, is not a mitzvah. What does that mean? He says, Sha'ikar Misham Priya Revia. The Ikar mitzvah is in order that they should be making Zera Va'achiv, right? There should be a Vlad. But Dr. Ashma, the Yavama, Vihi ain't a mitzvah al Priya Revia. But she's not a mitzvah on this mitzvah. That's the Lashon of the Rashba. Well, saying a Gval Gachidish over here. That even though the mitzvah of Chalitza, Avada is mutelis on the Yavama, he's not saying that. That is a mitzvah. And it's our mitzvah. Nobody else could do it, that's our mitzvah. But since the Shairish HaMitzvah is to be making Zera, and the Inyan of Hakoma Zera is something that she is Mufkas from, because that's daimed to the regular mitzvah of Pre-Revia, which an Isha is not mitzvah in it, so therefore, she doesn't make a bracha on Chalitza. It's a very big chiddush what the Rashba is saying, because the mitzvah itself, she is mitzvah. But since the Shairish HaMitzvah, what he calls Ikra, the Ikra of the mitzvah, is not a mitzvah by her, therefore, she does not make a bracha. So it's a chiddush from the Rashba. And like we said, it's a little bit shver. Why doesn't he just say the same part that he says himself in the same tshuva? There got to be other mitzvahs that is tali b'das acher. Adayin tzorchin b'das Rashba. Okay. Now, although there's no regular brichas mitzvah on chalitza, there is, however, a bracha. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Eftesim and Kuf Samachtes, Simen on chalitza, so there's a Seder Chalitza, and at the end of Seder Chalitza, the last sif, which is Nazayin, it says like this: Matzasi kosev b'Seder Ashkenaz, u'kashayamdu yoimer harav, the Rav, the one who's besadin Chalitza, he gets up and he makes a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem alakeinu melech ha'olam asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu b'mitzvays v'chukim shel Avraham Avinu. Again, asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu. The mitzvahs v'chukim shel Avraham Avinu. Very interesting bracha, similar to a bracha that we make by Bris Milah, but that we understand that's l'hachnisa b'vrisa shel Avraham Avinu. Over here, it's not a matter of a bris; it's we're making a bracha about the mitzvahs and chukim of Avraham Avinu. Now, the etzem lashon over here is a little bit of a kvelos. It would seem to be repetitive. He said, "Asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysav, v'tzivanu b'mitzvays, shel Avraham Avinu." To Santa Lashon. So the Rosh Hashulchan there says something about this. Akopanim, what's the reason for this bracha? What's the pshat? So the Seder Chalitza goes on and says, V'atam, midaminim perkisidam, because the Gemara says, Cholim perkisidam. The demis is that in our Gemara, we don't have this over there in the Gemara, but what he quotes here from the Gemara is in the Medrash in Bereshit Rabbah, Lech Lecha Parshim Mem Gimel Ois Tes. So it isn't Chazal, although it's not in our Gemara there. Akopanim, so he quotes, midaminim perkisidam, bishar sh'omer Avram. Avraham Avinu said, "Melch Sodom, va'at zeroich na'al." He said he doesn't want to take from the Melch Sodom after the Muhammad. He said he doesn't want to take even a shuleis. So because he said that, zochu banav l'minul shal chalitza. So b'nei Avraham Avinu, us, we are zeicha to the mitzvah, to the minul, the shoe of chalitza. And then he fears always to say the chalitza v'yesh l'omrei b'loi haskaras shem u'malchus. And it should be said without haskaras shem u'malchus. Now, the reason why it's without Shem Malchus is because this Gemara does not appear b'shas, not in the Gemara. So a bracha that's not b'shas, maybe not always, but at least b'dach klal, we do not say Shem Malchus. Okay. So that's this bracha that's said by Chalitza. So let's just try to be mevarit a little bit. What is the inyan of him making a bracha about the mitzvah that Avraham Avinu got, the banav? Okay, so we have this Chazal, the Medrash, that says that the mitzvah of Chalitza is b'schus that Avraham Avinu said v'atzrich now. Okay, v'hagufa tzaruch beer. What's the beer that because he said something about a shuleis that we got a mitzvah with shoes, needs a little bit more head. So we could maybe be masber it with a shtigl Rabbeinu Bachya in Parshas Kiseitze by the Parsha of Chalitza, Kapitel Chafei Pasuk Tes. He explains the mitzvah like this. First, he says, "Pshat the mitzvah of Yibam." The mitzvah of Yibam is she yishar hamomin bebeis hames, v'layim shel zar al ishtoi v'al nechasov. Kinyin shel kasov v'leisi yeshes hamisachutzo v'yishzar. Okay. Zeh tam hayibam. V'tam hachalitza. Ki kol zman she hayavam roitza liyabim. Because if he'll do Yibam, hinehu mekayim zera la'achiv. That's a kiyam zera, like the pasuk says. V'nira kiilu achiv chay. And then it's kiilu, he's still alive, the mace. But if he's not miyabim, if he will not do yibam, then through that he is causing a gemar on his brother's misa, because ali dezer zokter ben abachia nirish achiv meis. Through his refusal to do yibam, he's causing that now there's a gemar hamisa. Now the misa is nirah. Until now, there was a way to mitigate it a little bit, to create some kind of a kiyum for his brother. If he's not doing that, so he's causing nir la'achiv shum meis. V'tzarechu she'is abel alav. So he needs to have some avelus. U'lekach hayavom etachlik tzadminil shu simen avelus, ki'ilu mis'abel al'achiv ha'meis. So that's why he takes off his shoe, she takes off his shoe. Al'derech an avel, who's not allowed to wear shoes. Okay, then he brings to the medrash that it's chukim, but akoponim, that's the Indian that explains al darach pshat. Then a little bit later, he explains a little further al darach kabbalah. Mitzvah hayibim te'elus gedolah lenefesh hames. It's not just like he said earlier that there's money and that there's a kiyum. He says there's a real kiyum in the nefesh of the mace. Yadua ki tigdal hanos hanefesh kishim iskalgelus b'min shukare min amishmacha yoiser l'fi sheyesh l'shaches gadol imay. Okay, and then he explains the nefesh al darach shalhei by lamay ayin shal. Avopanim, so what do we see over here? That Yibam is an Indian of being Mekayim, the mace. He's a Kiyam that happens through Yibam. And the Chalitza is vital to be Mechalik that Indian. The Chalitza is showing that if he does not do Yibam, that is a Misa, that is an Avelos. And you find even more than that in the Bir Hagra, he brings, and over there in Sayyid Chalitza, he brings from the Zayar that through the Chalitza, he's Taka Kiyam La'achiv. What Rabbeinu Bachya is saying is that the Chalitza is the way of dealing with the Ikiyam. In Goyen state, from the Zohar, that there is a Shtikul Kiyam al Yedei Chalitza. Okay, actually, Akoponim, but that's the Indian of Yiman Chalitza. Where does this come from? This comes from the Schus of Avraham Avinu. What was the Maaseh of Avraham Avinu when he said, Nichut V'atzrich Na'al? He was saying that my Kiyam is not from you. He said, I don't want you should say, Ani Hashati Yisavram. I don't want my Hashivis to come from you. I want my Ashiris to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a question of where the Ashiris is coming from, it's an under Ashiris. Avraham Avinu's Ashiris was not shoelaces and things like that. Because it was not things from Olam Hazeh. His Ashiris was L'man Ashiris Havis Beisei Acharav. His Ashiris was Olam Haba. That's the schar that Avraham Avinu got, that Klal Yisrael has, for that declaration of Avraham of Michut Vatzrich now. That we have a hechatimtz of having Kiyum, even Achar Misa. How can you have a Kiyum Achar Misa? Achar Misa, he's gone. Heretic, he's not gone. He's in the Neshama, and the Neshama is Mizgalgal, like Rabbeinu Bachya brings. It's Mizgalgal in the brother, and that's a Kiyum. There's a Kiyum through the Zera. There's a Kiyum. There's a Kiyum for Achav Ameis. That's only Shayach, because Avraham Avinu said, Michut Vatzrich now, Shulay Tamer Ani Asharati Zavraham. I saw afterwards that the Maramshik says a very similar word. There's a little bit of an arichas over there. I'll just say over the Tamsis Advarim. It's in Shulbis Maramshik or Chaim Sim Kuf Nun Gimel. He says that there are kama limudim that we learn from the mitzvah of Chalitza. But we'll just only focus on one of them. And he brings Ramban in Parshas Vayeshev. And he says, the first tachlis, the limud from Chalitza is as follows. The tachlis ha-nesu'in einam l'tzorchi ha-guf l'hashlum tavosoi v'tavoso. Oili is eze k'neg v'binyoni oilam hazeh. If the whole purpose of nesu'in was for taiva and for oilam hazeh, then this whole mitzvah wouldn't have any pshat. Ela ikka tachlis ha-nesu'in l'kayim ha-nitzchis. It's all for nitzchis. The lo isage min-nitzchis ha-neshama, sh'tachlis ha-briyoha yishishar gam chelig me-ha-guf nitzchis. The nitzchis has to be not just the neshama, but it's a nitzchis through the guf. How does that happen? That through the fact that a person leaves over Zera, who are Oyvid Hashem, and Loimid Teirasai, and through that, this is chus for the father, who brought Mizaka Abel. The level of the lishta is v'lasek b'dvar ma'gufniyim ein lameis shul mchibe v'te'elas mizeh. If a person dies and he leaves over a son who has taibis ayin mazeh, there's no te'elas for the father, the father's gone. So she should marry her brother, and then they'll have Zera, and that will be a schus for the father. She says that's the first ta'elis of Yibum, and he says Kamoi should be her Ramban, so I'm like the Ramban over there in Parshas Vayeshev, it says. So, and then he says a little bit later that this Mida we learned from Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu said, Matitin Livanoichi Hayli Chariri. And the Mefarshim say his kavanah was that he should have a leave over a ben, a brahm is akav, like we said before, tzav is beisay acharov. Sheyehelei ben sheyavid is Hashem l'shmati rosei. Avraham hishtadu b'chol inyan yigvil chasodim. Limsalach lazer lacherim kol avshar leishi akrevav. And he goes on to other nyan. Akoponim, so that's what Avraham Avinu was doing. So then Avraham Avinu said, Hari Moisi Yodi Lukel Elyon, and he was saying, I don't want Chutzah Tzrich now, because Kol Mais of Harim Lashem Behiktish Kol Asher Lai. So he had no purpose in taking Rechush Tzadayim. He was Meirim and Makdish everything Lashem. Because Rechush Tzadayim Lai Hoya Nechsha Vein of Lashiris. Kamai Shama Veloi Soymer Ani Hashati Zavram, Shalai Hoya Etz Lai Nechsha Vlashiris Ela Hanirtz Lufnei Hashem Yisbarach. So Meila Machmas, Avraham Avinu is saying, Michut Vasrich Nel, he was Makdish Oilam Hazeh. And he didn't want to take from Melch Zdoim. He was declaring, he was telling the fact that our Kiyum is an emissary Kiyum of Oilam Haba, Kiyum of Nitzchias. Kiyum of Nitzchias, what do you do if a person dies without children? There it is, it's a Torah, a mitzvah for Nibum, Chalitza, to be Makayim Dedi.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.